The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today, a very important show that we're going to have for you today. We're going to change a little of the format today because of just some of the things that are going on that we need to know, we need to talk about, and we need to engage fully in. So, with that being said, the first things first, as always, everyone support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And there is a very easy and efficient way in which you can do that right now. And that is by going to Black Talk Radio Network, the crowdfunding part of Black Talk Radio Network's website. And you can see the crowdfunding program that's going on there. And so this is a great way in which you can actually actively engage in supporting the network, the programs that are brought to you by the network directly by supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Now, there is a crowdfunding campaign that's going on, is Black Talk Media Projects crowdfunding campaign. Now, what this does is the first option, when you make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal by sending a check or money order, making a check or money order out to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, and the zip code is 28120. That's 28120. And with that, you will receive a monthly statistics performance report of the radio station and the social media operations via email. So now, next option, this is a great one right here, by making a one-time contribution of $25 or more, in addition to receiving the monthly report, you will also get a Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. And it also, the t-shirts go in increments of 25. So if you contribute $50, you get two t-shirts. If you contribute $75, you'll get three. If you contribute $100, you'll get four. And so on and so on. So that is what the program is, and the shipments should be going out sometime today. So for all of you that have contributed and made $25 or more contributions for your t-shirts, they should be coming relatively soon. They're going to be shipped very soon. Now, that is option two. Option three is become a monthly contributor of $25 or more, and you will receive the t-shirt, the Black Radio Station Matter t-shirts, as an appreciation gift, and you will be eligible to receive gifts. And we will continue to give those in appreciation for your financial support to Black Talk Media Project. So make sure that you put in your size. If you're going to give $25 or more, put in your t-shirt size and make sure you put in your shipping address for that. And you can make those, you can actually do that contribution via PayPal. So, very, very important way for you to actually support the network, so, so needed. And we're going to continue to push this as we go on, because there is much work to do because of all the things that are going on as we speak. It's very deep. So now, with that being said, also, usually at this time, I read the news, but in but because today is a little different. Today is a very, very important show. And because it's so important, we really don't, I don't have time to read the news. I'm not going to go into it, the news, some of the articles that we posted inside of our Facebook page. You can go there and check those out, because I really want to jump into today's show. And today's show, at any time, if you'd like to call in, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Now, with that being said, you know the number. And there's a reason why I'm doing this today, because some of the things that we're going to be talking about are is some of the things that you really need to know and start to prepare yourself for. I'm going to bring you some case dates, some key dates and some cases and some events that have happened that are actually that have happened in the past that are brewing to what's coming today. And this show is very, very important for us to just don't reject. Come with an open mind and look at what's going on, because normalcy bias will kill. It will destroy. You must be able to look at some of these things and come up with a reasonable moral understanding of what is going on and not actually take a position where you think or it's okay that everything that's going on and nothing is going to happen. That's normalcy bias, and it's always a key destroyer of people because they don't rely on what the great creator God Almighty has given them. They rely on what happened yesterday and what they're used to. And your spirit is in tune to everything. In order for that not to happen and not for, in order for you not to be able to pick up on things, in order for you not to be aware of things, is because you are distracted by something else. And what has taken the place of the major distraction that has been pushed in this civilization is actually harmful to your mental, physical, and spiritual health. This is what we want to break down and we want to change. So we're going to jump into today's show. On Tuesday, there was a major, major happening. When I say major happening, it was an extremely major happening. You can check it out on Tando Radio Show. And it came out of Reuters. And it was just as we ended Tuesday's show. And the significance of that, I briefly touched on it yesterday. But yesterday is why it's Wednesday, so knew we had to wait to today. So what I want to do is I want to start and actually show you the importance of what happened and what this means. On Tuesday, late evening Tuesday, there was a report that came out, and then it was verified on yesterday, very, very, well, late Tuesday evening, early Wednesday morning, that China has called for they are going to start to actually take over and start to set the price for gold. Extremely, extremely important. This came from Reuters. China, yuan, gold benchmark to launch with 18 members. So we're going to take a look at this because this is critical. And what I want to do is I want to chronicleize and lay out why this is so critical and other events that have happened for this event to come about. And this came on April the 13th, Wednesday, but it actually was rumored and actually came about on earlier in the year, but it was waiting There was no real confirmation on it, but knew it, but couldn't talk about it early. So we had to wait to the appropriate time. Now is the appropriate time. So let's check out this article really quickly. It comes from Reuters, from Singapore, April the 13th. You want to write this down. Top Chinese bank and gold miners, along with the world's biggest jewelers, retails, will be among 18 taking part in Beijing's new yuan-denominated gold benchmark, a source familiar with the matter said. Two foreign banks will also join the benchmark setting process. And I would be surprised as who the I won't be surprised as who those two countries are. I wouldn't be surprised if they are other BRIC nations, particularly maybe India and Russia. But let's go on. Two foreign banks will also join the benchmark setting process, which will launch on April the 19th of 2016. It says April the 19th, but it's 2016. This is very significant. We talked about the Baal worship, how they wanted to have a ceremony and start the unveil the ark and the altar that was built in London and in New York on the 19th. Once again, that 19th is a very significant date for the higher banking elites. So it goes on. Making China's biggest step to becoming a price setter for gold. As the world's top producer, importer, and customer of gold. Once again, as the world's top producer, importer. What does that mean? And customer of gold. What does that mean? That means they don't export any of the gold that they bring out of China. They only bring more gold in from other parts of the world. Very significant, and we'll talk and you'll see why. And you will see how we have all been set up. So, China has balked at having a dependent on a dollar price. On a dollar price in international transactions, and believes that its market weight should entitle it to set the price of gold. Very key statement there. Their market weight should entitle them to set the price of gold. Let me tell you, reading between the line, what that means. That means that China is now the number one economy in the world. And whoever the number one economy is in the world, they set the overall market for the assets, particularly the precious metals, gold and silver. Now, China is in alliance with Russia and with Iran, and Iran is taking over the oil market as we speak right now. So all of the assets and the resources, the main liquidable assets and resources, are being claimed as the assets that will be under the control of the BRIC nations, and particularly China, which means that the influence that the U.S. had is no longer standing. And this is significant, and you'll see why. It keeps going. A yuan gold fix is not expected to pose an immediate threat. A yuan gold fix is not expected to pose an immediate threat to gold pricing dominated of London and New York. Say that again. A yuan gold fix is not expected to pose an immediate threat. So what does that mean? Means it already has posed a threat, and it will pose an immediate threat soon enough. They just don't think it is going to do it right away. That is what they have to say in order to in order to appease the overall propaganda machine and to keep everything as quiet and still as possible. So it goes on to say, very important article, here it goes. But it could ultimately give Asia more power, particularly if China's currencies becomes fully convertible. That's saying that China is going to back their currency with gold. A basket of other things, but gold is going to be one. And they've already now been included in from that last November into the SDR, special drawing rights of the IMF. Why did they do it? And the U.S. was trying to stop it at all costs. Failed. Couldn't stop it. So now, China's telling you that they're going to back their currency by gold. You may think that that's nothing right now, but believe me, you will in the future when the U.S. dollar, which is only backed by the reserve currency status, which has been lost, the petrodollar status, which has been lost, the U.S. military, which was one of the most powerful militaries in the world, which is now compromised, overextended, no longer a threat, and has lost all of its tactical advantage. This is why China is moving now. So what does that mean? That the U.S. dollar was backed by confidence because of debt, that they could pay their debt. The U.S. can't pay their debt anymore. And all the confidence in the world is going to be leaving the U.S. and is going to go somewhere where people will have more confidence in a more stable currency. And China just said they're going to back their currency with gold. Everybody in the world is going to run to them, which is going to destroy your quality of life and your standard of living. And it's been unfolding now for a very long time, but it's coming to a head, and they're ready to do the sacrifice of the wealth transfer. So it goes on to say, industrial and commercial banks of China, or agricultural banks of China, Bank of China, China Construction Bank, and Banks of Communications are among the 10 Chinese banks that will participate, says the source, who declined to be identified because he was not authorized to speak to the media. Two foreign banks will also join, the sources said, without naming them. Chow Tai Fok, the world's biggest jewelry retailer, Swiss trade house of MKS, Chinese miners, China's National Gold Group, and the Shandong Gold Group will also be members, the source says. MKS confirmed it was taking part with Chow Tai Fok, declined to comment. Now, that may be one of the other foreign companies. It could be Sweden. Very well could be. The other companies were not immediately available for comment. Here comes a very important part. The Chinese benchmark price will be derived from a 1 kilo contract to be traded on the state-run Shanghai Gold Exchange, which will act as the central counterparty. Now, let me stop here real quick. Very important. In the U.S. and in London, and throughout the world, in the past, and I say that in the past, gold was always in the contracts of 400 ounce bars. Why? Because it was loosely tied to debt. So you would have a bigger bar. 400 ounces is much heavier than 1 kilo. 1 kilo weighs 32 troy ounces. A 400 ounce gold bar weighs 400 troy ounces. Big difference. Why is that so significant? That is so significant because China is telling you they are definitely going to back their currency by gold, and they don't need 400 ounce bars, which are not pure gold. What they did was they took the gold from all over the world and started melting it down to where it would be pure 24 karat gold. But the most significant thing about that is the size that matters. They went smaller because the price of gold is going to be even more, way more. So they don't need a huge 400-ounce, troy ounce bar to actually be significant for wealth. See, in today's world, at 400 ounces, a 400-ounce brick or a brick of gold at $1,000 an ounce is much different than a 32 troy ounce kilo bar of gold, which is smaller, but that kilo, that smaller size is going to be so much more because of this. They have to be able to back their currency with it and give confidence to it. So the price of gold is going to skyrocket. So they don't need much of it to start because they're going to have so much currency in circulation that they need smaller denominations on the backers of it, that being gold. See, these are some of the key things to tell you where things are going and what's happening and why this is so important. This is one of the ways that China got a lot of gold from the world is they took it from you. They took it from you for the cash for gold places that were all over the place, all over the country. Because they knew that you would hand in priceless and they would give you back worthless, which was going to be devalued and lose its purchasing power, the dollar. I call that soft mining. They took from every single person from those cash from gold places, all of that went to the refineries to be resmelted, and sent off to be imported to the different nations to service the debt that the U.S. had already defaulted on. And so many of us, because of our addiction to cash, said, yeah, I don't need this gold chain or that gold or this and that. We gave up what we used to do from our inheritance, what used to be passed to us culturally as an inheritance. We have now given away for a piece of paper known as a coupon. So that is a key statement that they said there. And they put this in the article for a reason, so that the people that know what's going on, they're informing them what they're going to do so they could be on the right side of that trade. So it goes on. The price to be quoted in yuans per gram. Once again, that is key. The price to be quoted in yuans per gram. That means the price of 1 gram of gold is going to be astronomical. Because they're breaking it down in a smaller content. Because if you have 5 grams of gold, and I'm just saying as an example, each gram is worth $2,000. You don't need a whole lot of gold to carry much wealth around you. It's more efficient that way because they need it in smaller sizes because the value of it is going to be crazy because the demand for the Chinese dollar, because it's backed by it, and they said they're going to make it fully convertible, which means if you don't want to hold the paper, you have the Chinese yuan. At any time, you can go and get gold in exchange for it. The U.S. went bankrupt in 1970. On August the 15th, 1971, when Nixon closed the gold window, what was he doing? It's the opposite of what China is doing. What he did was he's saying, hey, we got too much paper in the world, so you can't get gold anymore for it. China's saying, well, you know what? We got gold. What we're going to do is make it smaller, and it's going to be priced so much, you can convert your paper into gold. If that's what you want, because we're able to do it because we got the gold. We run the economy now. And this means the demise of the dollar, and the overall, your standard of living was just sacrifice. But there are things that you can do. But let's go on in this before we go to a commercial break. The price will be quoted in yuans per gram, will be set twice a day based on a few minutes of trading in each session. The SGE, which stands for the Shanghai Gold Exchange, was not immediately available for comment. The spot benchmark in London is set via a twice a day auction on an electronic platform with 12 participants after starting off with six. The London fix, which was previously set via teleconference among banks, was replaced by electronic audit after shakeups in the benchmark setting following a scandal over the rigging of the LIBOR interest rate back in 2012. Here comes the purge, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to say, and they're going to start to bring all of the financial crimes that they choose to bring to the table so that they can get you where they want you, right? Trapped in their net. Support for foreign banks will be crucial for the international use of the yuan benchmark. Say that again. Support from foreign banks will be critical. Sorry. For the international use of the yuan benchmark. But China has struggled to get them to sign up due to sensitivity around benchmark amidst the scrutiny of regulators. No, that's not why. Let me tell you what's really going on there. They're waiting for the right opportunity for the U.S. to be dealt with militarily. And they're going to do it. There's no way in the world that they would set the benchmark. Just think what happened to Gaddafi when he tried to bring in the gold dinar, where Africa could start to trade and require people to pay them in real assets, not just some pieces of paper with some foreign president on it or some dude from all way back here and way back there. They didn't want paper. Paper means nothing. In the real economy, it's the resources that dictate the overall tempo, speed, depth, and capabilities of the economy. Paper is just the tool that they give. As I always tell you, always hear me say, a king is paid in gold, a lady and a gentleman is paid in silver, while a slave is paid in debt, coupons, in currency. So, says the Reuters report, in January that China had warned foreign banks that it could curb their operations in domestic markets if they refused to participate in the benchmark setting process. What does that mean right there? China just made the smackdown on the rest of the countries, saying that we run this now. And you either support this or you will suffer the economic repercussions and you will be cut off. Who are they talking to?
David.
They are talking to. Yeah, go ahead.
If I could just add something, I just have to bring the importance of why the United States overthrew Gaddafi, and how,
yep,
you know, all of the African nations that would have participated in that gold dinar backed currency and elevating and doing the things that you're talking about. So I think China benefited from the overthrow. I don't know who has that gold and silver that Libya had. But this, you know, I was talking about in a post that I made on social media about, you know, what's really a global superpower. And, you know, people had this notion of Africa. They don't want to admit the truth that Africa is still under the thumb of global, you know, corporate white supremacy and what have you. And every time they try to make a move to independence, and they truly could be a global superpower, you know,
because of resources. Yes.
Because it starts with the economics. That's how you fund the military. That's how you, you know, compete on the battlefield, in the air, on the land, and on the sea. You know, Africa isn't even, and I'm saying African nations because, you know, really there is no Africa. That currency would have united all them people, man. I'm telling you, they would have lifted all boats, you know, on the continent. So, you know, you're right, and I think China took advantage of that, man. And they took, and let's not forget, you know, I've heard that there have been some uprising on some of the mining facilities that worker facilities managed by the Chinese. So, you know, man, it's just sad to see, you know, Afro-descended people being, or the, you know, African people being exploited like that, man. And nobody, you know, pretty much asks, like, you know, what's going on?
Putting it to,
man.
Right. And to actually support, and because believe me, the key to this whole thing is Africa. China is heavily into Africa. And what they do is they come in and seize those resource bases, and they give the so-called, they try to get into sweetheart deals, which really is nothing more than them taking over. It's just another form of colonialization. What they do right now is either you do business with us or you'll suffer economically. And so they did gain from Gaddafi. They definitely gained from Gaddafi. And they gained from the destabilization of Iraq. All of that was, they gained a large, because what they did was China stood back, let it all happen. And what did they do? They played the good cop versus the bad cop, because all of these countries are in, all of these governments are in one big fraternity together. They came back around and said, we don't act like the United States. Well, see, they don't act like the United States right now because they're going to take the position that the United States formerly held. Whenever you talk about American wealth, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about moonlight. It doesn't exist. Doesn't exist at all. That is never did, and it never will be. And it's going to become very, very deadly here because of that. And, you know, one of the things was in the article, because I think I closed the article. Oh, shoot. One of the things in the article, it said that who was the countries that they were, that they gave this warning to? I'm going to tell you who the countries were. They were the NATO countries. They were the countries that were so-called the U.S. allies. And you're going to start to see country after country fall away from the U.S. Why? Because it's over. Economically, it's over. Politically, it's over. Militarily, it's over. What does the United States offer the world besides colonialized takeover, landlordship? Nothing. Don't produce anything. They live off the work and the resources of other countries by force. This is the perfect setup to where China will come in and say, we pay fair market value. Well, that's only because the U.S. is here for right now, and so you got to come in with a sweetheart deal. But believe me, there's nothing new that's happening here. It's been happening, and it's cyclical. It's happened before, and this stuff has continued to happen. But now, why did I bring this story? Because this story directly affects you, directly affects your way of life, your standard of living, your quality of life. And it also directly affects what you've done in the past. If you haven't saved any, if you've saved anything, if you have purchased any assets, or if you've actually tried to have some form of retirement or investments and all of that is going to be sacrificed. It is going to be sacrificed because it all is going to be given up as collateral because the United States is in receivership. And I'm going to show you how it's all in receivership when we come back. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. This is a very important show that you need to be engaging in at any time. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit star 61. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. It is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Very, very important show. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over some major events that have happened over the past, you could say past 25 years. There are some even, well, no, not even 25, the past, in some instances, the past 50 years that were very significant. And you can see how this is all building to where we are right now. We are on the From which you've all already known as America, you are in the last final hours and minutes of what you've known it to be in the past. It will no longer be in the future. And we are talking about from a economic crisis that is going to engulf the globe, that is going to lead to another global tactical nuclear war. There have been others in the past, but in all of those times with the combined efforts of those two events and the wealth transferring. And the wealth transferring of this is going to be a very, very huge part. All wars are bankers' war. All wars are a transfer of wealth. Same thing happened in Germany, transferred out of Germany, went to the NATO nations, and the U.S. had backstabbed everyone into getting into that position. This is why they got the nuclear bomb, because they had the Nazi scientists, the occultic Nazi scientists, to bring that technology to bear. And what did they do? They had a living sacrifice of people, and they dropped two devices that scorched the planet. Not the first time that it happened. Don't let these people lie to you. It's happened before in the past. But now, and what we're going to see is going to happen, in my opinion, from the recorded history that they lie about now, this is what you are about to see is going to be the most influential and the biggest event in this recorded time because of the scope and the depth of it all. This will bring the world to its knees in this manufactured crisis. And I'm putting it very lightly, because this is the plan. This is what's going to happen. It's unfolding. And I'm going to show you some of the things so that you could see here and in the rest of the world in different instances, because I'm not really going to focus that much on the rest of the world, on, but some things I am. But I'm going to really focus on the U.S. because you need to do something, because you're behind the eight ball. And what I mean behind the eight ball is this. They are going to purposely let Europe's economy fold first, because that is going to make you even more vulnerable when the U.S. is done. Because Europe will still have the opportunity to somewhat hedge itself. But by the time Europe gets through with this, there won't be nothing, there won't be anything left for you to protect yourself with. So this is what it is. And so now, what I want to do now is I want to go over some major events that have happened in the past that you need to know about so that you can start to put the pieces to the puzzle together. Now, first, I'm going to start with, you've seen all of the militarization of the police department. And one of the things with that is that you have to have an, you really should have an idea of where that has come from and what that and the significance of that is. And the significance of that goes back long ago. This has always been a part of the overall agenda, but it particularly goes back to two programs, two Department of, it was Department of Defense, DOD events, and they were Program 1026, which led into Program 1033. And the Program 1033 was where the military will give its surplus equipment to the U.S. Police Department as just, you know, radios, cars, and everything else. And see, they gave you, you would think that that was good, but it wasn't. And how they did it was they did it from the 1992 L.A. riots. The U.S. government wanted those riots to happen so that they can do exactly what they're doing now, militarizing the police departments. And this is how they did it. During that time of the L.A. riots, the riots was going on, and the FBI would not allow the police departments to respond because they wanted the riots to grow. They wanted it to grow because it served their purpose, and that's exactly what they did. But was there good reason? Sure, it was. But the thing about it was that it was manipulated and all sides were used. So now from that program, there's something that came called the Christopher Commission. And from that Christopher Commission, there was a former state appellate court judge that was on there named Moss, Robert Moss. And Robert Moss cut his teeth on the Warren Commission on the assassination by the Nazis of Kennedy. And that would have been the Bushes, Nixon, Johnson. They did it in Dallas. That was all part of their thing. And the Warren Commission was there to make sure that the evidence against this stuff would not be brought to light. And they did such a good job that this individual knew how to manipulate evidence and was always, in my opinion, a nothing more than an agent for the government. And what did he do? He went in and was on this thing, and it was very key in writing and saying that the LA Police Department was underfunded, didn't have the equipment, and this never could happen again. And they put in rules and stipulations that the news media could no longer carry the news of different riots and everything else. Why did they do that? They didn't do that because they cared about any darn riots. They did that because at the next one, the big one that they induced, they're going to cut the TVs off so you won't know what's going on. And it was a push to get everything off of analog and get it onto digital so that their cyber attacks will work even better. So now from this program, they said that how are they going to fund the police departments getting the equipment? Well, they would get it from the military, and boom, what happened? You had the military takeover of the police department, which destroyed Posse Comitatus, which is significant because as you speak right now, the U.S. government is run by the military. There's already been the coup. You just didn't know. They admitted to it, and I'm going to tell you when they admitted to the coup. They admitted to the coup in May of, it was May. Of 2012. In May of 2012. This was significant because this was all part of, you heard of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. Well, what the U.S. military did was that they had took over the U.S. government by changing Posse Comitatus. And why is this so significant? Because the U.S. military is supposed to be under the control of the civilian, but it's not anymore. They totally changed that. And they changed it. One second. I'm going to pull it up here. And they changed it in civil disturbance protocols, which was a part of, here it was, the National Defense Act and the and part of NDAA. So now, why is this so significant? This is why it was so significant. There was an article that came out of the Long Island Press, and it came out on May the 14th of 2013. Have my dates messed up. And this came from, they actually changed. Let me put this person on. Could hear the background noise. They actually changed when the military can intervene in civil disobedience in this country. Before, the U.S. military, the army could not do it. The only one that could be called in would be by the president or the governor, and that would be with the National Guard. But see, this is where, and this was done by the military where they invoked themselves. It was a power grab by the U.S. military. And the article says, Pentagon unilaterally grants itself authority over civil disobedience. The manhunt for the Boston Marathon bombing suspects offered the nation a window into a stunning military-style capability of the local police department's agencies for the past 30 years throughout the United States that have benefited from the government's largest in the form of military equipment and training, incentives offered on the ongoing war on drugs. For the average citizens watching events such as the intense pursuit of the brothers on television, it would be difficult to discern between fully outfitted police SWAT teams and the military. The lines blurred even further Monday as a new dynamic introduction to the militarization of domestic law enforcement happened by making a subtle change to the regulations of the U.S. Code titled Defense Support of Civilian Law Enforcement Agency. The military quietly has granted itself the ability to police the streets without obtaining proper and legal authority, both locally and state. This upended and sets a precedence that has been in place for more than two centuries. The most obvious aspect of the regulation change includes the vague language that permits the military to, in an event of civil disturbance, to engage. And this is what it says. This is what the military wrote. Military unit commanders, federal military commanders have the authority in extraordinary emergency circumstances where prior authorization by the president is impossible and duly And dual constituted local authorities are unable to control the situation to engage in temporary activities that are necessary to quell large scale unexpected civil disturbances. That's setting you up for bank runs. They're setting you up for martial law. They're setting you up for when the economy collapses in this country and they're going to take over. They said when the president can't be reached. How in the world can't the president be reached? So they got a plan. How can local authorities not be reached? Because they got a plan for them. And it goes on to say, this is what they said that they could do now. They said, federal military commanders have the authority in extraordinary emergency situations, extraordinary emergency circumstances where prior authorization by the president is impossible. They're saying now, whenever the military takes over, you lose all of your constitutional rights. You are fully under martial law. The military has already taken over, and there was a coup in May of 2003. You just didn't recognize it. And it goes on. Bruce Afrin, a civil liberties attorney and constitutional law professor at Rutgers University, called this ruling a warrant power grab by the military, saying it's quite shocking, actually, because it violates the longstanding premise that military is under civilian control. A defense official declined to be named to take a different view of the ruling, claiming that the authorization has been around for 100 years and is not a new authorization, but it hasn't been exercised. This is a carryover of domestic policy. Moreover, he insisted that the Pentagon does not want to get involved in civilian law enforcement. It is one of those red lines that the military hasn't signed up for. Nevertheless, he said, every person in the military swears an oath to allegiance to the Constitution of the United States to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That was nothing but a bunch of hogwash. They telling you, this is what they say. They say, we don't want to take over, but, you know, we had to because they already had. But this is the most important part. One of the most disturbing aspects of the new procedures that give government military commanders on the ground in the event of a civil disturbance related to authority, not only does it fail to define the circumstances which can be so severe that the president is unable to authorize, is impossible. It grants full presidential authority to federal military commanders. According to the defense officials, a commander is defined as someone who is in the position of command, has the title of commander, and most of the time, they are essentially selected by a board that's they've gone through additional schooling to exercise command authority. Basically, and Scotty knows what this means. Basically, a company commander in the military, in the Army, can now invoke martial law from the field level, as low as just a captain. A lieutenant, all they have to do is be a commander. That's waning power to the military. Guess who else did this before in the past? They did it in the Weimar Republic. The Nazis did it. So it goes on. These phrases do not have any legal meaning, says Efron. Is no different than the emergency powers clause, right, in the Weimar Constitution of Germany, of the German Reich. It grants the emergency powers to the military to rule over parts of the country at their own discretion. That, my friend, means that you are under a military coup. Governments never like giving up power when they take over. They still think that they, after 20 years, that they can get the intelligence of the people in Guatemala, and temporarily is in the eye of the beholder. That when in status, they have had definitions, all of these statuses have one thing in common, that they have no definition. How long is temporary? That is not here. The definition are obscure and broad. The U.S. military is prohibiting the intervention of the military is prohibiting the intervening in domestic affairs except when provided for under Article 7 of the Constitution in the domestic violence that threatens the government in the state of the application of federal law. They totally destroyed Posse Comitatus. Why is this relevant? Because they're doing this because they were setting this up for what's coming. One of the things that you must understand in this whole thing, with this training of Jade Helm, with the grid down exercises, with the urban civilian martial law training that all of the military has been going through since 2012, all of these things are adding up to something, and what they're adding up to now is right on the table. China's going to take over the global economy, and the U.S. economy is going to fall, and is going to bring over so much civil unrest that the military will take over, and they will invoke martial law. It doesn't matter what a darn president says. They will do it. So now, to go along to augment that, we need to look at some other events recently that have happened that actually give credence to that. One, the Seventh Court of Appeal ruled that, and they did this ruling, and this ruling came out in 2013. This ruling came out in August of 2012. In August of 2012, the Seventh Court of Appeal ruled that whenever you, because of a case that was Sentinel Management Group against its, was in, management was indicted for stealing $500 million in customers' funds. When they stole those $500 million in customers' funds, they went to court and the court said, well, he really didn't steal it. Because whenever a customer gives their deposit to the bank, is no longer their cash, they are now an unsecured investor. And this was critical at this ruling because only eight months earlier in 2011, in October 31st of 2011, MF Global went bankrupt. On November the 1st of 2011, MF Global stole all of their clients' cash that was in their bank. Not only their clients, but every company that was tied to them, people that didn't even hear MF Global. So what happened was legal precedents was set where MF Global didn't have to pay back nothing. That was run by John Corzine, the former governor of New Jersey, and it was a part of the DNC chairman and was a big supporter and a go-for for the Clintons. And he was at MF Global because he used to work for Goldman Sachs, and he was strategically placed there to set precedent. And they did. So the Seventh Court of Appeal said, the banks don't have to give you anything. And you've already starting to see that now. But there's more. And it all leads to a global war, and it leads to the U.S. losing its financial standing, which means you are, because you're the target. Next, the G20. The G20 nations decided that money in the bank account is no longer, cash in the bank account is no longer money. Therefore, FDIC insurance doesn't apply to you. Only place that you heard that, you may have heard it a couple of other places, but the only place that you really heard that was here. The day it happened, I was screaming, yo, they're setting us all up. Now, next one that happened, major, major incident that you need to know about is right after that. Well, let me tell you why that was so important, because that set the precedence for bank bail-ins in Europe, which was bank bail-ins here. They didn't care about bank bailouts. They care about bank bail-ins, because by your account no longer having money in it, it's a paper investment. When a company goes bankrupt, they seize all of their investments. They seize your account, and they give you a piece of paper, another piece of paper, and says that here's a bond. But who wants a bond for someone that's in debt and is about to go insolvent? FDIC, Federal Deposits of Insurance Corporation means it's private, doesn't have any cash at all. They can't bail out one major bank in this country. They put that sticker on the bank to fool you so that you will walk in with blind faith and walk out just the way you walked in, leaving with nothing. This is the setup. And this is what we really need to prepare for. Listen, we're going to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to jump into some other events that you need to see and start to put this big picture together so that you can protect yourself and your family. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61, and I'll definitely bring you up. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and now we're going to jump back right into this now. So now we can see where the military had been set up to improperly position. They've already put out, and Operation Jade Helm put all of the military infrastructure and scattered it. Operation Jade Helm, 2015-2016, has scattered it throughout the country. One, it was done because of the war that they're going to have with the BRIC nations. Two, and also because of the insurrection and the destabilization and the civil unrest that's going to be happening here. Go on. Then, sorry about that, y'all. Then also, one sec. Lost my son. Then also, they also put in place the military and scattered them throughout the whole world. Why? So that the U.S. will be overextended. The whole scam and the whole scheme is for the U.S. to lose the war, and they will. They will lose the economic war, the geopolitical war, and the military war. It's already cooked. And it's already set to happen. So now, what we have happening from there, key events that you need to know about, is that in another significant event was that in 2000, 6 years after the crisis in 2013, 6 years after the crisis, but they didn't tell you that there's something that happened. All of the U.S. and the U.K. had actually went into, the bankers of the U.S. and the U.K. went into a banking war room, and they had played, had a war game, and they played out the next major U.S. and Europe's economic collapse. And this is what happened. The top financial bars from the Treasury, Central Bank of Britain, and the United States are taking part in a war game behind closed doors. Oh, I'm sorry, let me tell you when this happened. 2014. October 10th, 2014. Behind closed doors in Washington on Monday to test how they would handle another Lehman-style banking crisis 6 years after the financial earthquake that led to the multi-billion dollar pounding taxpayers' bailouts of Royal Banks of Scotland, which is in trouble again, is on the brink of collapse as we speak right now. Lloyds Bank Group and most of the senior policymakers from both sides of the Atlantic will try to figure out what they now know and how to do it and how to better prepare for the collapse of a banking deemed too big to fail. The Chancellor George Osborne and Mark Carney of the Bank of England will stay on at the end of the annual meeting in the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank to head the UK team in the exercise, which is to be held at the offices of the Federal Deposit Insurance Commission, the organization that guarantees US deposit, and that's corporation, really. They will be joined by 11 others, including the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, Jack Lew, and regulators from Britain and America to test how the authorities will respond to two possible scenarios of the collapse of an American bank with the UK operations and the failure of the British banks with operations in the with the operations within the United States. Although the war game will be not based on any specific institution, UK banks with operations in the US, including Barclays, HSBC, while the U.S. investment banks such as Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, have a big presence in the city. And they're talking about the city of London, that always wanted four city states. Now, let me get to this. They're practicing for when the next major event happens. They were getting everything ready and staged for what's happening. And as we speak right now, every day this week, there has been an emergency meeting that the Fed has been involved in. What do you think that they're preparing for? They're preparing for China to take over the gold standard and the economic war that will happen. Don't be surprised if China doesn't have a major earthquake or something happens relatively soon in the form of a terrorist act. Monday, last Friday, all of a sudden there was an expedient medium by the Federal Reserve among their governors. Then there was a meeting by the CEO of the Corporation of the United States, known as the President Obama, with Joe Biden, called in the Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen, the first time in history that has ever happened, in an emergency meeting. But they didn't say an emergency meeting. They used expedient. The next day, that was on Monday, the next day, there was another emergency meeting among all of the nations that were here that came in on Tuesday and Wednesday to discuss issues of relative importance economically. Then yesterday, the Fed had another expedient meeting at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time yesterday. Expedient is nothing more than the politically correct way that them folks use now to say emergency, so you won't know. so that you will continue to do what you've been doing. Don't get prepared. Don't do anything. And they catch you off guard. This is what's unfolding. And these are the things that you really need to be looking at as what you need to be preparing for. And it would be wise of you to do that as soon as possible, sooner rather than later. So now let's take a look at some other things that was done. And that is very significant. Some of the other things that you need to know about that has been happening. Also, there was just on the other day, on Tuesday, Bloomberg had five major banks' living wills rejected by the banks. The living wills that basically said that all of the five major banks, and that's all of the ones that you bank at, doesn't matter if it's just those five, it's all of them, because if one goes down, they all fall with it, and it's going to be done intentionally. This one came out on Tuesday. It was a Bloomberg. On Wednesday. And the article from Bloomberg is as follows. It says that five biggest banks. Here it is. Five biggest banks living will rejected by the U.S. banking agency. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and three other major U.S. banks failed to pursue regulations pursuant to regulations. They go bankrupt without disturbing the financial system that could now face a tight leash from Washington after the government agencies used one of the most significant post-crisis powers bestowed under the Dodd-Frank Act. Let me read that to you again, and you'll hear what they just said. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and three other major U.S. banks failed to persuade regulators they could go bankrupt without disrupting the financial system. The banks also include Wells Fargo, New York, and State Street Corporation. Most scrapped their so-called living wills after regulators said the submission failures to satisfy their demands. The rejected lenders will have until October 1st to rewrite their plans. So what is their plans? If one banking crisis happens, they go under. Why are they telling you this? Because they are going to bring the crisis and say, we told you that this was going to be happening, and then this is what happened. They weren't ready and they got caught with their pants down. No, they never walked with their pants up anyhow. This is all staged. This is completely staged. And it's filled with ubiquitous fraud. And the time is now that they are about to enact it. Europe, as we speak, Austria has started its bail-in process on banks. Italy is doing it. The destabilization of Europe is going to speed up and the U.S. will follow, but the U.S. is the main target. You are. Now, there are some other major things. It's a whole bunch of things that we need to start to look at and to really start to take notice to. Now, also, there was the MERS mortgage fraud that happened. And what happened with there? The Federal Reserve was given $4 billion a month in purchasing mortgage-backed securities. Why were they purchasing MBSs, mortgage-backed securities? They purchased those MBSs to kick you out of your house, even if you paid for it. Why? Because they're going to put that up for collateral to China when they lose the war. Under MERS, it doesn't matter. You lose your house even if it's paid off. Because the Federal Reserve has already bought it. And when the Federal Reserve goes kaput, all of their assets do too. That means you better learn to speak Mandarin. Because MBS's was a setup to go so that the United States will go into receivership and the BRIC nations will have something to claim. This is real. This is no conspiracy theory. This is the conspiracy agenda. Goes on. Other major events. Other major events. Excuse me. Goldman Sachs in April in 2013. Goldman Sachs started shorting the COMEX gold. And when that happened, the bankers were buying gold. They were telling their customers to actually sell gold while they were buying it. Then the bankers, by doing that, they were defrauding the market. They've always used silver and gold, and they kept it artificially low to do that. And this was just the fraud that went on. Then it goes on from there. In 2015, the U.S., the NASDAQ, the stock exchange, all of them went dark for hours. They all of a sudden had viruses and glitches where they stopped trading. What happened there? They were putting in and making sure that when they pull the switch on the economy and they're going to blame it on a cyber attack, that it all would go down. And this is going to be such a shock to the everyday person that you're not going to know what hit you. Because your credit cards won't work, your ATMs aren't going to work, the banks will be in a holiday. In my opinion, that's what they were having these emergency meetings about, is how they're going to unwind the U.S. economy. And this is why all of the strategical equipment is in place for massive civil unrest. They didn't get those vehicles just to look pretty for a little skirmish line in St. Louis. They got all of that equipment for what's coming down the pipe. And the U.S. knew that they were going to do it way back hundreds of years ago. And they just waited for the opportune time to start to execute their plan. Now is the time. So, what is this? You are starting to see more and more fraud that is being brought out within the market. And this is purposely being done because this facilitates the overall takeover. And this is not even half of the stuff. There is much, much more that you need to know about. Now, another key thing was that there was a former, the former world banker, King, his name was Melvin King, had warned everybody. And what did he say? The world is going to go through an economic collapse like never before. And this was the guy that ran the Bank of England. And he said, you better get prepared. Because they always tell you before they do it. And guess what? Just like I'm reading this stuff, they're going to bring out all of these instances where people should have known that things were coming. And this is what they're going to use as their overall collapse scenario. They've had where in an article in a Wall Street Journal article that was put out in June of 2013, there was a call to arms for banks. Regulators intensify the push for firms to better protect themselves against cyber attack. Washington regulators are stepping up a call for banks to better arm themselves against the growing online threats of hackers and the criminal organizations posed to individual institutions and to the financial system at whole. The push comes as the government officials grows increasingly concerned about the ability of cyber attacks to cause significant disruption to the financial system, Banks such as J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America. Where did you just hear that? Those were the ones that failed the stress test. And I don't know if you remember where Eric Holder was in the banking committee on Congress, and he said that there is banking crimes that are going on, but the DOJ's hands is tied. They can't do anything, because if they do anything, they risk destroying the global economy. So what did Eric Holder basically say? They are above prosecution. They are immune in all of their fraud. This was telling you what's coming. And it's my opinion that now it's here. And talking about these cyber attacks, see, it's amazing how very people with normalcy bias will call other people conspiracy theorists, but these articles that are actually sanctioned by the institutions themselves, they ain't never even heard of them. Man, they just, all they got to do, they make every excuse in the world, but I'm going to tell you, they're giving you every indication on what they're going to do, and there will be no excuse that will save you. You either will prepare for it, or you will be adversely, greatly affected by it. And where you sit right now in the comfort of your home, your car, your place of work is not going to be that way when it changes. You haven't seen slavery like what's coming, because this is going to be a completely different form. China will take over this country and they will bring in work camps like you wouldn't believe. They've done it to their own people. What the heck do you think they're going to do to you? This is why they're buying up strategical. They're not even buying it. The falsehood is that they're buying it. They're seizing it. They are seizing it. And they're going to get paid. And they're going to get paid off of your new labor. And your new labor is not going to be the labor that you have ever seen before or even read about. You may have read about it, but you didn't experience. But this generation will experience this in this war when the U.S. loses it. And I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm showing you what it is here that they're doing, and they're preparing for something. You better be too. It's key and crucial that you don't fall for this trap. It is crucial. So then now, another major. Other major things that have happened that you need to know about recently is that the U.S. Treasury Department started buying large amounts of bullets and giving survival kits to their auditors who will have to go out in the field. Their field auditors now carry survival kits. And those survival kits are made up of provisions for at least 3 days. Why in the world would the Treasury Department buy survival kits for bank examiners? That's something you need to rationalize to strategically place yourself, because they are getting ready. Also, U.S. military and joint exercises. You are seeing joint exercises by the U.S. military in continental United States having training out in the general public. Why? Because they want to be able to desensitize their troops to actually engaging in civil disobedience management within the country. Oh, and believe me, let me tell you something. With the drugs in the genetically engineered organisms, those individuals in the military, they are going to have them so changed that they will follow those orders. Yes, some won't, but the majority of them are going to do it. And they're going to do it for a lot of different reasons. One of the reasons that they're going to be changed because the vaccinations that they received when they went in, they had a new batch for them. They had a different ingredients in them. I bet they had modified engineered organisms in them. Not only that, you heard about the program where they wanted to give $1,000 a day to people in California. They will hire their mercenary groups. And believe me, like I said in the other show, they will give them all the cash. If they're a woman, they'll give them all of the cash, men or whatever they want. If they're a woman that likes other women, they will give them all of the cash and women that they want. If they're a man and they like men, they will give them all of the cash and men that they want. If they want children, they'll give them children because they've already started the slave trade program for that through their mercenary groups. Whatever their poison, whatever their pleasure, they will provide the poison. This is a setup all the way around. Also, we have the different NDAA authorization, the National Defense Authorization Act, where you can be arrested without cause and never be heard of again. Why would that be in place? Because they intend to use it. And the significant thing about all of this that you need to know is that this is unfolding right in front of your eyes, right before you, in your presence. They are going to collapse this economy so that it can go into a receivership stage so that the overall general population globally can so that they can engage in a depopulation program through war, and then to set a new example so that the overall few that rule will never be challenged, because you'll be too busy trying to eat. You'll be too busy trying to stay healthy. You'll be too busy trying to fend off attacks from your neighbors, from your community, from the people that live in your town, your city. What they saw in the Great Depression has nothing on what's coming. Nothing at all. The Great Depression is going to seem as if that was just a company giving some pink slips during the holidays, compared to the scope and the depth of this collapse. And I don't know how much longer it is before it happens, but I'm going to tell you this. I know when China is going to, when all of the banks have been told that they have to be ready for the SDR taking over a percentage of the reserve currency status of the world, and that's in October. They're having all of these emergency meetings. They call expedient meetings. No, those are emergency meetings. Pretty soon, one Friday, and then not only that, China is going to now set the economic barometer on the economy by setting the price of the precious metals. They already have oil under their control by way of OPEC. And they're all going to bring this in under the cover and the cloak of war. And by the convictions of, by convicting the United States. Go to the bank now And I'm going to tell you, engage in some things and you can see how, I wouldn't say do this, but look on the internet and see where people have been arrested for taking out their cash at the bank. Or go to the bank now and try to withdraw all of your cash from the bank and see what response you get. They're moving to a cashless society, not because the banks are worried about cash at all. They control cash. They created it. They don't want you to have any other means of providing for yourself except through them. Because then they have you under their full control and you will be on your knees to them. Sovereignty is a matter of where you need no other man and you are self-determining in your direction. You can't be sovereign and live on another man's economy. You can be sovereign and use the assets that the great creator God Almighty has made, but you can't use the manipulative tools of man cannot be the foundation of your economic existence. You're not sovereign. You're dependent on the plantation. And this is some of the things that we are going to be threatened with. I anticipate that there's going to be a major cyber attack because they have to blame it on another boogeyman. And then that cyber attack is going to say that it came out of China. And that is going to be the new Pearl Harbor. They're going to say that we were attacked by China today. You're going to see a special announcement that's going to interrupt your local television broadcast. And it's going to happen on a Friday. And then the president is going to immediately put into place the executive orders that are necessary, that are already there, to engage in a bank holiday. And when that happens, the only thing that you will have and be able to get access to and have some purchasing power is with the change or the few dollars that you have in your pocket. And as this thing continues, and it will continue for a very long time, that cash will mean nothing very quickly. Within 24 hours, when the rest of this country realizes that you've been had, and they won't know that they've been had. They'll actually think that they've been attacked and everything else. But then when they actually see how bad it is, because they've done all of the statistical data on how people react at times of crisis by the different riots from Baltimore to Los Angeles, they already know the anatomy of a riot and how to provoke it, how people are going to react. Cash won't mean a thing within 48 to 72 hours. Won't mean a thing. So it is time for you to look at what's really going on and start to prepare for it. And I know a lot of you have, but you need to position yourselves according, because there are going to be food shortages. There are going to be food riots. You can definitely look and see there's going to be persecution of different groups, different religious groups, different people of color, people of everything, just whatever. There is going to be mass hysteria because that's what they want. And they've actively prepared for this. So, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32 pound, hit star 61. And we'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up. This is what you need to know. No, I wasn't going to, there is no more time for laughing and joking. There is no more time for going to the party. The party is over. Now is the time for you to strategically place your family in a position of advantage by hedging as much as you possibly can while you still can. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This conference is being
recorded. Make Black Talk
Radio
your choice for digital black radio. New black media.
Q&A session started.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show. I'm having some technical difficulties. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. But can't control the commercial breaks right now. But hey, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, you have a question or comment, definitely. If you were in the queue, I couldn't see you. Sorry about that. Jump back in. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And we are talking about some of the events that have been happening as we speak right now. So let's go to the caller that's in queue. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Okay, this is Brother Jam from Lubbock, Texas.
Brother Jam, what's going on, Jambone?
Okay, I have a question about the trade agreement with Iran and Italy. And what do you think about that as far as, you know, what can Iran get out of it? I know that their economy is hurt for a long time, and and I know that Italy has a whole lot of gold, whether they're ranked what, third or fourth in the world or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, but then my second question would be, when you were talking about the big hat from China, I was thinking.
Wait, Jambone. Hold on. Let me answer that one question because you said something that a lot of people need to know. Right now, Italy is going through its economic problems and its collapse because of the gold that it holds. What Italy is being targeted because what they have. They want to steal them resources. Puerto Rico is being targeted for its resources. Greece was targeted for its resources. The U.S. will be targeted for its resources. Now, Italy will fall, and Italy is going to have to service the debt and lose its resources. And the first thing that they're going to come in is steal the gold. This is why in Italy, they're actually having fracturing within the countries, and the different parts and the different divisions in Italy are trying to succeed from Italy's control. And they're taking their gold with them. That's the first thing that they're doing because they know what's really going on. And I'm glad you brought that up, Jambone, because that is key in this whole thing. And let me tell you, where do you think that Italy's gold is going to go in this collapse?
To China.
It's going to go to China. It's going to go to China and Russia. It's going to go to China, Russia, and India. You're absolutely, in my opinion, you're right.
Okay. And
you're absolutely right.
My second question is, I remember you talking about the hat. And people have been talking about the hack for a long time. And I think it was about a year or two in the past where that there was a big hack. They was trying to claim it was from Russia or somewhere like that.
It was from Russia, yeah.
Yeah, and what they target all the Target stores and whatnot.
Yep.
And I was thinking.
It was during the Christmas holiday. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you think that they're going to do the same thing? It's pretty simple. I mean, I ain't gonna say I could do it, but it would seem like it would be simpler for them to do, like Target on a holiday or something like that. And they would say, well, if China hacked all the Walmart stores and stuff like that, and we would like put the blame on them and saying that China was mad at us for not letting them go in the territory of the South China Sea. What are your thoughts about?
Man, great points, Jimbo. You asked first about what does Iran get, and I'm going to get to this point. What does Iran get in this whole deal? Iran is a key player in this whole thing because of the resource of oil. So Saudi Arabia's oil is tapped out. This is why Saudi Arabia wants so much destabilization in that whole area. And the only country that has the lion's share of oil and the gas pipeline that needs to go through Iran, Turkey, Syria. This is why Syria is in the crosshairs. Cyprus and through Greece is all in the big place, so it could go into Russia, and Russia could bring the pipe, the gas lines. And this is the significance of Iran. They are a major economic player now. This is why you're seeing every country running to them to establish a deal. I wouldn't be surprised that you're going to see Iran brought into BRICS. Not only Iran, guess what? Germany and China, Germany and France is going to go also. You remember when Obama was hacked, was spying on Merkel after Merkel, Germany had requested their gold back from the U.S. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. told them to go pound sand. You're not going to get it for 7 years. And then all of a sudden, Hurricane Sandy came around and it went straight to New York City at Wall Street, because that storm was created and driven and directed and steered right into Water Street. And they said that their vaults were flooded. How many vaults did you know that aren't waterproof? You mean to tell me even my son's piggy bank is waterproof? So you, but it was some major things that was there. It went to the DDTC. You know what the DDTC is? That's where all of the real records for every stock that's traded in every mutual fund and every stock trade and every financial investment institute is at the DDTC. And guess what happened to the DDTC? Everything got flooded out and all of its records were lost. Why did they do that? It was once again a sabotage, because you're not going to have any legal recourse to what you thought. I had this stock. I had that stock. All of that stuff is gone, people. See, one of the things to committing a crime is that you got to clean it up before you do it. And that's what they're doing. So you asked about Iran. They have a lot to gain because they're going to be a part of BRICS. France and Germany, I believe, is going to be a part of BRICS and totally dissolve the NATO. And guess what? Turkey is too. Turkey is too. Then, Jambone, the last part of your question was, you know, and then you alluded to where's the cyber attack is going to come from and how is it going to come in? They're going to hit another department store. No, they don't need to hit a department store. That was the test run. They're going to hit the financial institutions. Because you hit the financial institutions, and then guess what? The department stores don't open. Remember when all of the EBT cards stopped working for a couple of times? They were testing it, making sure it worked. They just changed SNAP requirements already. Why? Because they're broke. Can't do it. It's over. And then they're going to have this cyber attack come in, hit the financial institutions, not just the banks, they're going to hit all the credit cards too, and boom, you won't have any access to any funds. I would say to every person tonight, what you need to do when you go home, and this will tell you if you're ready and if you're prepared or not, go home and turn out all of the lights in your house. Go home and turn out all of the lights in your house and try to live. That will give you an indication if you're ready or not, because that is what's going to happen. But the lights are going to go out financially as well as through war and by means of bringing the grid down. Welcome to the new setup. In the South Sea of China. Go ahead, Jimbo.
Okay, I have one last question. Okay, since I live in the state of Texas, you know, we all about rebels and whatnot. And remember back, I think it was last year, when they were talking about Texas was trying to retrieve the gold from the reserves in New York. And that's about the time when the hurricane hit, right?
Yep. Okay. Well, no. But go ahead, Jambone.
Well, even if it wasn't, I was thinking, I never did hear from any, like, the cash for gold places around here in Lubbock or Odessa, saying that they still had their records of their purchased assets in New York. Earlier that year when I was taking the class, and a lot of them I talked to, they were talking about they hoarded all their gold in New York. Some of them didn't say nothing at all, but I'm so curious what's going on with all the places that sell the precious assets. Then one place in Austin, they're trying to liquidate everything they possibly can from other places, and they're trying to bring it to Austin, Texas, where they plan to put the gold reserve.
Depository.
They can't get the what you call the
depository.
There you go, to build the building.
Yes. Why is that significant? Because Texas will be one of the states that succeed from the union. And in order for you to do that, one of the first things that you need to do is you need to get your gold back. They try to repatriate their gold from the U.S. Federal Reserve. And that is going to be a problem. Yes, this is definitely happening and unfolding. And one of the things you said something. Go ahead, Jimbo. You said something I wanted to.
I was going to say, how is all this stuff playing out? How will Texas respond to when U.S. goes to fall? Will Texas separate itself like it did during the Civil War? Will because there's a lot of stuff going on with the military here in Texas too.
Sure is.
I know that. Yeah, I know that. Earlier this year too, that one of the guys that was retired military personnel, he was telling me that Bush, or either Bush Junior, Bush Senior, retrieved the gold. Well, that, I guess it had to be the senior, retrieved gold from Iraq and brought it to the state along with truckloads of money, and they still have it there at Fort Hood or somewhere supposedly. And they're waiting. They can't retrieve it for a certain amount of time. Now, being that they live right here in the state of Texas, it's all about taking oil and so forth. How would they be able to use that as a leverage here in the state of Texas, along with all the other gold hoarders over here in Texas?
Okay, great question. All right, now this is what's up with Texas. When the price of oil went down to where it was, did it help Texas or did it cripple its economy?
It crippled. Well, I don't know about the east part, but it did cripple the west part of Texas.
Yeah, it's going to continue to cripple the economy. You know why? Because that is the U.S.'s response to one of the responses to Texas for what's going on.
Hey, Dave, before you run out of time, just want to let you know you got another caller in queue.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks, Scotty. Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, Jambo, this is all purposely how Texas is going to play out depends on Texas. And I believe that there's going to be a deal that Texas is going to try to make with an outside foreign entity because Texas offers something that they need. So it's going to be a very, very difficult because, as you said, Texas is known for succeeding, and among other things. But you got from that standpoint. So remember, it's not the state of Texas; it's the Republic of Texas. So it's some real dealings that's there, and there's a reason why Texas is repatriating their gold, and that's why the university, the endowment of Texas University, was trying to get his gold back. Hey, Jambone, great question. Let me get to this other caller. Thank you, brother, and keep listening and keep participating.
No doubt. Thank you.
Great questions. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Area code 313. Okay. All right. Well, 313, if you get in a better position, we're waiting on you to come in. Come on. 313.
Hello?
Yes. Hello? Okay, 313, we don't have a good connection. If you could call back or I think you're trying to speak, but we can't hear you at all. Scotty, can you hear him? Yeah, your line is really bad, 313. I think you're in a dead zone. Give us a call back. Okay. Now, a couple of other things that I want to... 313, when you get in a better area, give us a call back. And just say hello, and I already have you ready to go. Now, there's a couple of things that you guys need to look at. There have been some executive orders that have, and I want to run through these really quickly before we get out of here today. You need to research executive order 10990. You also need to look at executive order 11003. These are all where the government will take over fuel and transportation. 11005. Executive Order 10997, okay, and that's the railways and waterways. That's airports that they take over and transportation of the highways. That's the 10990 Executive Order. Also, you need to know about where now they can seize your actual food and your resources, your farm, your store, if you have a grocery store, whatever they want to seize in the case of a national emergency. Why did they sign all of these executive orders? Because they plan on using them. What event would have them using all of these things? And that would be a major economic crisis collapse that is gone into a war. Next, executive order 10998, they could take your food and your farm. There are also ones that they can enslave you under, the actual enslavement ones. And that one is 11049. Okay? Other major ones, and we're about to get out of here real quickly, but these are things you need to research on your own, because this is not just Dave trying to, you know, scare you or this or that. This is me trying to get you aware as to what's going on. And this is the enslavement ones, 11001, 11002, and 11004. And then the ones where I don't believe that we're going to have an election, ladies and gentlemen, basically. And what stops that is definitely a war. But there's also under Executive Order 11310. And that allows the president to remain in office and take over everything. Then there's the emergency preparedness one. And that one is the 11049. These are the things that you need to know so that you can see what's really going on, and don't waste these precious moments to prepare yourself and your family for what's coming. China has already guaranteed the collapse of the economic standing that you have known for all these years. So, all right, everyone, that's going to be the show. Just want to thank you all. Well, before we go out of here, let me see if this one call is there. Area code 313, you're live. What is your question real quick? We got like 2 minutes. Oh, I think that, okay. All right, so Here we go. We got another call. Let's get this one before we get out of here. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Greetings, Dave. This is Ross. I had a quick question with what you just said.
Yes,
if
sir.
The last executive order that would leave the president in place, that would mean basically that Obama would remain in office. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, that means to me that that will be utilized because he will then, in my opinion, get blamed for everything that takes place. And from what I've seen with white people, they're going to start taking out their anger on black people throughout the country because he's getting blamed for everything as it is. I call him the David Dinkins president. So I can see this really like causing racial problems that we haven't seen
yep.
as far as the way white people are going to react. And I just wanted to know your take on that.
Well, let me tell you, I remember a long time ago, I said, whenever you see a black president, that's how you know that the whole thing is about to collapse because that plays into the emotional ties of destruction, and it is the perfect play. It is the perfect play, and that's one of the reasons why I think that he was selected and put into place there for just for that reason. Could I be wrong? Yes, but just think about the dynamics of that, and that is going to because civil unrest is going to be for in persecution and just massive. Hysteria is going to be everywhere. No, it's not something that is not, you know, something that you could say, nah, that's not going to happen. It's already staged and set up and everybody's conditioned for it. So you're absolutely right. Great point. Because that's one of the things that I believe was the real reason why, he came out of nowhere to become president. Nobody knew who this dude was. But he serves the purpose, and the purpose is to have mass hysteria. All right, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Much love, much respect, and God willing, we'll talk to you soon. Tomorrow, we'll talk about some of the things that you need to be doing in preparing for what's coming to fruition.
Good
much love, much respect, nothing to be afraid of. Peace.
Even with nothing. You know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain. It's down rugged road you've come. Though you had every reason, you didn't come undone. Somehow you made it to